Advancing health equity will require a diverse physician workforce. To achieve that, residency programs will need to continue to make focused efforts to recruit a pool of candidates with diverse backgrounds and facilitate an educational environment that centers equity as a key goal in the healthcare system. In this episode, Dr. Anita G. Vargas, former director of the New York City Department of Health Residency Program, shares examples of her efforts to develop diverse classes of resident candidates and what other programs can do to support DEI efforts. So I'm here with Dr. Anita G. Vargas to talk about the really important topic, increasingly more important topic for preventive medicine residency programs of health equity and integrating diversity, equity, and inclusion into both residency program curriculum, but also program structure. So Dr. G. Vargas, I wanted to just, first of all, I guess, ask you to introduce yourself and share a little bit about your career journey to this point.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. So I am the program director for the Public Health Preventive Medicine Residency Program at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. I initially trained in pediatrics and then decided to pursue preventive medicine training, which I did at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. And then since then, I've actually been working at the health department in numerous roles, starting off with working with our immunization program on all of our immunization promotion initiatives and education initiatives. And then moving on to this role as sort of the head of medical education here at the department.
Awesome. So starting off on this subject, broadly, how would you define health equity?
Yeah, so health equity is really the opportunity for all people to achieve their highest level of health, regardless of their race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, or any other social determinant of health. It's about giving people the tools they need to succeed and ensuring resources are allocated accordingly so that groups who have been historically disadvantaged and marginalized have an opportunity to achieve those goals.
Awesome. And so clearly it's incredibly important to the practice of prevention and preventive medicine and population health. But how does it influence residency programs? Is it purely in the curriculum and training people to then go and practice, or does it need to be addressed in other areas of the program too?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's absolutely important to multiple aspects of preventive medicine practice and training. So first, we need to ensure that preventive medicine residents and physicians are equipped to truly understand and engage with the communities that they serve. So we need to ensure that our physicians are familiar with the structural inequities that currently exist and how to approach patients using a trauma-informed lens. But more broadly speaking, for preventive medicine field to address health equity, we also need to think beyond the curricula and also focus broadly on the composition of our preventive medicine workforce, ensuring physicians from varying backgrounds and experiences have equal opportunities to pursue preventive medicine training is so important. We can be more effective if we ensure our workforce mirrors the communities that we serve.
So spinning off your previous answer, you know, that building this diverse physician workforce is incredibly important to the practice of health equity and building health equity in the communities. So what can PMR programs and program directors do to prepare themselves to recruit a diverse applicant pool and provide opportunity for diverse applicants to enter these programs, train, and then reach these communities?
Yeah, so there are several strategies that residency programs can employ. Programs can start by examining the communities they serve locally and determining if their recent resident cohorts reflect this. They should also examine the diversity represented within their recent cohorts as well, and can do so on multiple domains, such as race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, socioeconomic status, for example. Programs can examine where their applications typically come from and build pipeline programs with minority-serving institutions or other institutions that host potential applicants of interest. Hosting things like recruiting events or dinners specifically geared towards diverse applicants can be helpful. Programs can also demonstrate to applicants that diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, is a priority of the program and its leadership as well. Presenting what the program currently does around DEI in a recruiting talk or during the interview day, for example, can be really helpful. Showcasing the current diversity of the program, including within the faculty and mentors, is really important as well. And then finally, reducing structural barriers to recruitment and application can also be helpful. Offering institutional and financial support to host diverse applicants for in-person rotations is just one example, is a way to do this.
Awesome. And I know you've mentioned that
you know, there's various community organizations that your program has worked with to help build bridges to these more diverse applicant pools. Could you share an example of one or two of those?
Yeah. So, you know, we've done work with the Student National Medical Association or local chapter of the AAP and our local resident programs that cater to a lot of diverse residents. So we've worked with all of these different programs in the past.
Awesome. So moving from kind of recruitment and program structure to curriculum and rotations, where have you found success in teaching the principles of DEI and health equity?
Yeah, there are a lot of great opportunities right now. Early career trainees are so eager to learn about this, and it's a great time because there's more recognition of the need for this kind of training among physicians. So it helps to ensure that our residents all start with an equal knowledge base. So ensuring that residents understand the basics of unconscious bias, structural inequity, including systemic racism, and trauma-informed care is a great place to begin. Understanding what local community-based resources are available for their patients is important as well. Then from there, I think it's really helpful to allow the residents to engage in their specific areas of interest, whether it be identifying structural barriers in the clinical setting or doing some type of needs assessment or equity analysis on a population health issue. This lets them gain practical experience with these skills and taps into their intrinsic motivation that they have to do this work. In our institution, we actually have a whole host of resources and trainings that all staff participate in on health equity and structural racism. And then in addition, I do some tailored teaching with our residents on this during the orientation period. And then intentionally, all of our research programmatic initiatives that we work on have an equity component embedded in them if it's already the main focus of the work. Yeah, just as one example, we have one resident doing an analysis of prostate cancer mortality, but looking specifically at various aspects of equity that may impact it, including neighborhood characteristics, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and distance from tertiary care centers. And then finally, for preventive medicine programs, ensuring that residents have the opportunity to really engage in systems-based practice in the clinical setting can be an eye-opening experience. So having the residents follow patients longitudinally, not only to understand the evolution of their health clinically, but to also understand structural and psychosocial factors that may impact health can be helpful. So really understanding patient navigation, barriers to access, and individual barriers to implementing effective therapeutic lifestyle interventions is key.
Awesome. So stepping kind of outside the specifics of like an individual residence program, can you share a little bit more about the ACGME Equity Matters Project? I know that's one area that you're closely involved in, and be curious to hear about some of the kind of key objectives of the program and how this program might influence what PMR programs are doing in the future.
Yeah, the ACGME Equity Matters Project is the initiative providing a framework for continuous learning and process improvement in diversity, equity, and inclusion. It aims to drive change in GME by increasing physician workforce diversity, building inclusive learning environments, and promoting health equity. So as part of the rollout of this national learning collaborative, ACPM is working on a multifaceted initiative aimed at understanding diversity within our preventive medicine programs, and also understanding practices employed by our programs and experiences felt by residents around equity and inclusion. And so we recently started by launching two surveys, one of residency program directors and another of current residents to better understand this. We'll use these results to help determine strategic priorities for increasing DEI and to advocate for increased funding for PM programs accordingly. And then finally, we'll use this information to help develop promotional materials for recruitment and a toolkit for programs with actionable strategies as well.
Awesome. So we've covered a lot, but what are some resources that you found in your experience or that you think other preventive medicine residency program directors might find helpful as they seek to integrate DEI into their residency program, both from the level of curricula, but also in terms of program structure and recruitment? You know, where have you found yourself going back and back to as you work on this?
Yeah, so I would say lots of institutions are, you know, as I mentioned, recognizing the importance of this work and starting to offer resources for DEI, including things like unconscious bias training, trainings on social determinants of health. So just tapping into institutional resources can be a really good place to start, and we've certainly done that here. Then I would actually say the ACGME Equity Matters modules are really a great landing point for people. It's such a wonderful curriculum, and I've really enjoyed being able to participate in the discussions that have been offered through the formal rollout of the program. They are starting to launch the materials publicly now, and so some of the modules are available on their website. There are some really good ones, particularly on trauma-informed care, and another one that discusses techniques for a structured approach to recruiting diverse residents and faculty. And so I think programs will find that one to be especially helpful. And then, as I mentioned, you know, we're hoping to develop a toolkit through ACPM with actionable strategies and a step-by-step approach to evaluating and improving diversity within programs. So definitely encourage everyone to stay tuned for that. And then finally, I would say, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has really provided a sad opportunity for us to get a firsthand look at the large scale consequences of not addressing social determinants of health and equity proactively before major public health issues turn into crises. So there's a lot of opportunity there. Program directors may want to work with their local institutions and community-based partners to see what practical opportunities exist for residents.
That's awesome. So before we wrap up, I just wanted to ask if there's any final advice you'd like to apply or share with programs interested in furthering their DEI efforts, or anything that you think we really need to cover on this topic that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, I think I would tell people to not be afraid to start small. You know, this is a long-term process, and as a program, you'll be constantly evolving. I would say start by defining your goals and identifying the data that you need to measure your baseline and monitor your progress. We can't know what we don't measure. So, you know, it's helpful to be there. And then again, engaging the larger institution for support and resources is really helpful. But I want to encourage people that don't feel like they have that higher level of support to just remember that there are certainly things that you can do that are effective at the program level itself. So just a commitment to furthering this type of work is really a key thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time today, Dr. Givargis. We really appreciate you kind of sharing these insights from your career and your program, and hopefully, you know, other directors looking to build DEI more deeply into the roots of what they're doing find this really helpful.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Drew.